This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, the search for more foster carers is continuing, and as part of the recruitment campaign, Fostering North Yorkshire has been at various events, including Nidderdale Show. We've been finding out more from Project Manager Wendy Merry.
Fostering North Yorkshire looks after around about 340 children and young people at any one time, and our role is to make sure that we have enough foster carers to place them within the county as close to their own communities as possible, and to make sure they've all got caring, welcoming foster placements to go to.
And events like this, the Nidderdale Show, they're a great place to get the message out, aren't they?
Absolutely. The shows are a great place, and we've had a fantastic spot here at the Nidderdale Show today, right by the main stand, for which we're really grateful. We've met lots of fabulous people and Nidderdale folk who are interested in fostering, taking our information away. We think we've given away about 200 info packs today, which is great, and hopefully that will generate lots of inquiries for us.
And you've had, in the last year or two, you've had quite a big increase in people showing an interest in fostering, haven't you?
Absolutely, which is brilliant news. We've had somewhere between a third and a half more inquiries up on the year before, so that's excellent. We've got our adverts running on Stray at the moment as well, which is really positive, but coming out here on a day like this, naturally meeting people and letting them wander up, have a chat with us, meet foster carers, because we've had actual foster carers here helping out today, has been really, really good.
And half the battle is to actually highlight to people that anyone can foster. That's the message you're always trying to get across, isn't it? That anyone can foster, whatever age, whatever your circumstances.
Definitely, because we get so many people pottering up to have a look and saying, you won't want me, I'm too old, or, well, you know, I rent my house, or, well, I'm divorced, and people kind of just, you know, writing themselves off, thinking they're not going to fit some sort of imagined criteria. So it's really important that we just do lots of myth-busting and say, you know, anyone can foster if you have a spare room, and of course there are all the sort of general checks and balances, you know, that you would expect, because we're going to place vulnerable children with them. But, you know, if you want to foster, you've got the energy, you like the company of children, and you have the space, please come and talk to us. I'm sure there'll be a sort of fostering that could fit with you and your family and your lifestyle.
Yes, and there are different types of fostering to fit in with people's lifestyles. And one particular group you're always keen to try and find people for are teenagers, because it's a particularly challenging group, isn't it?
That's right. Well, I think people's perception is that they're a challenging group, but again, that's another one we want to kind of say, you know, just think about it. Teenagers need families too. They're just basically young people like we've all been, who've had some difficulties at home in one way or another. Lots of them just need a listening ear, welcoming home, you know, bit of help with some of the practical skills they're going to need as they get older and they move into independence. And we hear some really lovely, heartwarming stories from our foster carers about their experiences with fostering teenagers, how they've kept in touch, how they've seen them move on to college, uni, jobs, even start their own families and so on. And you're actually helping a young person at a later stage in their life, but that can bring huge rewards as well. So while we're not saying we only need foster carers who'll take teenagers, we're saying please give it a thought. At the moment, we've got a brilliant DVD about fostering teenagers on our website. You can access that quite easily. Go on, you know, watch it. It's not too long, and as I say, it features our own foster carers from the Harrogate area and young people as well. So please give it a watch.
Fantastic. So anyone who would like to find out more about fostering, where can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call on 01609 534 654. You can drop us an email at fostering@northyorks.gov.uk, or visit that website, which is www.northyorks.gov.uk/fostering.